Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
God, I slept good last night.
Oh, that's good.
I didn't wake up once, and when I woke up this morning, when my alarm went off, actually, I thought I had missed the school bus for middle school.
Oh, no.
I didn't know where I was. I didn't know how old I was.
Wow.
I was like, damn, I was a deep sleep.
One of those kind of
rest. It was. I didn't know my name, nothing. I was like, wow, this is the best. And then you start like retracing your steps. You're like, what did I do different last night?
Yeah.
To actually get me a good night's sleep. I didn't even go up. I didn't even pee at all last night.
Which, you know, that's the first thing I thought when you said it. When I woke up, I thought you were going to say, and I had to pee so bad.
My bed was soaked.
Because I know, like, that's what wakes me up in the middle of the night.
Urinating yourself?
To go use the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then I can usually get back. But what was it that got you so...
I mean, dinner was great last night. I did a crock pot teriyaki chicken dish.
Ooh.
Shredded that chicken up with the teriyaki sauce, put it on some rolls, and had some sandwiches.
Ooh.
A little provolone on there.
That's a different approach.
I pushed the pineapple to the side. Knick Knack had pineapple rings, too, mm-hmm. that we put on the sandwiches. But I didn't eat any pineapple.
Did you eat late?
Did you eat early? Yeah, early or late?
No, not really.
No.
So I don't know. I don't know what it was. I did watch... Katie, you're going to be mad at me. Which
what?
Is funny because maybe this would have kept me up. But okay, so I know I'm like a month and a half behind. But I'm finally digging into Stranger Things.
Are you serious?
Finally doing it.
Wow.
I was like, you know, I've gone this far. I better just wrap it up. Season 5 or whatever it is.
Well, yeah,
I got to do it.
Upside down, right side up. Like, there's so many things.
I am
like...
so behind on anything streaming, anything that is relevant. And it's been my treadmill show the past few days, okay? So, I hate it.
You don't like it?
It's so bad.
Okay.
It's so cheesy. It's more of the same. And I am having the hardest time not looking at these, air quote, kids who are pretending to be in high school. And I know in real life, they're like 45 with a family.
Well, that's not fair for them. That's not their fault.
Oh, like, it is so hard to watch this show.
No, here's what the thing. I think that people should have went back and watched the entire series leading up to season 5.
Because
you get invested in the characters again. I mean, remember, Eleven was like 11 when she started this show or something
There's flashback sequences. I mean,
yes.
You still see them like in the first couple seasons a little
yes,
bit. And they are like 3.
You really like...
But now they're 45.
They're not 45, but Millie Bobby Brown does have a daughter. She's a mom. She's a wife now. So maybe that does make it a little harder to accept her as a 16, 17-year-old girl. But I still, like, I think watching that series over for me really helped me get amped up for that fifth season.
So you watched everything again?
I did.
Good Lord, woman.
I watched seasons 1 through 4.
Good Lord.
If you can barely find time to watch season 5 on your treadmill, I don't know if watching multiple seasons of the series.
You only get a finite amount of time on this planet. I'm not going to go back and rewatch 40 some hours
of
Stranger Things.
You can't complain when you're not invested. Like,
I think it's because I've seen these kids in too many things now where they're older. Like, one of them was in that latest Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah.
You know, and they're adults and stuff in these things. And I'm now watching them pretend like they're being in high school. It's just very difficult.
Well, and that's
also really difficult. Part
of the reason they called it quits after season 5, right? Like, they were
you can't do it. You can't hide it.
Can't hide it. And it kind of, like you said, there is a lot of this. Same stuff. Like, I will give you that. There's a lot of like chasing the bad guy, Vecna, where it's like, wow, we're chasing him again, are we? Like, there's just a lot of that. And I understood the Netflix told the Duffer Brothers, like, they had hours and days of footage that they were like, oh, we have more. They're like, no, we're good.
We good.
We actually need you to wrap this up, you know?
And the whole thing where it's like you've got the entire military and all these scientists and really smart people going after Vecna and everybody in the Upside Down. And they just all can't figure it out. But these goofy high school kids, they got it narrowed down. And within the first 3 episodes, it's so funny how many times they're like, there's a problem, okay? Oh, I don't know what's going to go on. And then they do this thing where one kid sits down and he thinks for like a second and then lays out an entire plan on what to do within like seconds. And I'm like, come on, you can only do that so many times.
Yeah, and then they're all just very enthralled. Like, that's genius. I tell you what, though, if anything comes of Stranger Things as far as spinoffs or other series that we get because of it, I hope Steve and Dustin just become the best of friends and we have a little bromance series about their adventures.
See that.
They are so, every time they're together, I'm like, I love you
so
two.
Good.
I don't know how far you've gotten, but there's,
don't ruin it.
I won't. There's just
don't
a
spoil
scene
the crap
where,
for me.
Like, there's a scene where I shed tears because I'm like, I love your love. Like, I love their little friendship and how much they care about each other. And especially because Dustin lost Eddie in season four. Mm-hmm. I mean, he became really close with Eddie. And then Eddie lost his life. And that was sad for all of them.
Hellfire lives on.
Exactly. So Hellfire definitely reigns supreme in season five. But I love it.
I'm going to fight through it just because I've made it this far. I will fight through it and just wrap up the series just to say I wrapped it up.
I think when you get to the end and you see like the end couple scenes, you're going to come in and you're going to shed a tear with me and be like, Katie, that was beautiful. No, you don't think Josh, you laughed too?
Probably not. Do you know him?
We shall see, Katie. As of right now, I'm sticking with it, though.
Okay, good.
So thanks for the recommendation.
You're welcome.
Kind of.